This week, an organisation has lodged a submission to the Inquiry into E-Mobility Safety and Use in Queensland, calling for stronger laws against illegal devices on the roads. The growth of e-mobility in Queensland is gaining momentum, and while they bring benefits to the environment, the Motor Trades Association of Queensland says there are unsafe vehicles on the road. These illegal devices, such as modified bicycles, could potentially bring fatalities. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking CEO of the Motor Trades Association of Queensland, Rod Cam, the organisation's position on the inquiry.
The e-bike inquiry, it's a parliamentary inquiry. They're looking at, I guess, a range of issues, including the safety of current e-mobility projects. It's a really, really important review. And it's being replicated in some of the other states and territories as well, including New South Wales and Victoria. Now, as an association, we see the growth of e-mobility as important, and it provides some really exciting opportunities for the state. But as we're starting to see in the media, it also brings some significant safety and regulatory challenges. And that is, there needs to be a clear link between legal, compliant devices and the increasing presence of illegal modified devices that have been brought in and don't comply with Australian standards. And there's a simple rule here. If it's a two-wheel vehicle and it travels faster than 6 kilometres an hour and you don't need to pedal, it's illegal. And our position is it should be immediately confiscated, whether that's in a retailing premises or out on the road or park. Monash University recently did a project where they observed more than 27,000 two-wheel vehicles, and nearly half of those were delivery e-bikes. So, you know, you see them around, there were various companies, food and things. Only 4% of those vehicles were observed as pedaling. So they're essentially motorbikes.
Why is it important to bring a reform in Queensland?
Well, you're already seeing young people on these bikes and mature-age people on these motorbikes. They're poor quality. They're built as bikes, they're not built as motorbikes, and yet can travel, 70 kilometres an hour once they've been illegally modified because they haven't been through Australian standards. So you're already seeing people hurt and unfortunately killed on roads. You're seeing innocent bystanders being hit by these things. And so it's a real safety concern, but it's also a problem for legitimate businesses. We've got a lot of motorcycle and scooter businesses across Australia that are having to compete with these illegal imports.
The Motor Traders Association of Queensland acknowledged as well e-mobility devices are beneficial as well. What are some of the benefits of these devices?
Well, we see this as a fantastic initiative if it's done properly, because you can have last mile solutions. So we're ever increasing the quality of public transport. If you've got good e-mobility infrastructure and options, people can not be on roads. They can use public transport. They can use these e-mobility devices to do the last bit to and from work, or even commute all the way to and from work, be that on bike paths and things. So we see it as a real opportunity to reduce congestion on roads, to help reduce carbon emissions and improve the general nature of cities. So we think it's a fantastic thing, but it's got to be done properly.
Now, each state and territory has their own standards on e-mobility devices. Why is it important to have like a national standard across the board?
Yes, it's the beauty of the Federation. We're all proud of our states, but when it comes to dealing with international supply, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And when legislation is different in each state, it does make it hard. So we think, yes, the Commonwealth government should be bringing states and territories together to develop a national position on policy. But it has to be done regardless. There has to be immediate action now, and it has to be about joined up government. In other words, the Commonwealth government's responsible for stopping these things when they're imported into the country and ensuring they comply with standards, and if they don't, reject them. But state governments and police departments, for example, can be taking action now to be taking these things off the road. A significant fine should be put on retailers for selling them. It's a bit like if you look at what's happening in the tobacco and vaping industry at the moment. That was a result of inaction from governments for some time. Now there's a massive problem they're trying to deal with retrospectively. This thing's growing just as fast, and we want to see immediate action.
Now, my last question, what's the Motor Trades Association of Queensland proposing to make this issue or this sector safer to the community?
What we're saying is that all of the laws are already in place. For Queensland, they can take action now. The Queensland government can be championing the concept with the Commonwealth government at customs to be really scrutinising these things and stopping them coming in. I appreciate that's harder when people use online sales and they just turn up directly at people's houses. But that's when the state government can step in. And whenever they find them acting illegally or when they do inspections across the state, they should be grabbing these vehicles and taking them off the road. They should be visiting retailers.
CEO of the Motor Trades Association of Queensland, Rod Cam there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.